Trust and transparency, the twin pillars on which RTE builds its relationship with the public, have been sundered following the revelations that RTE misled government and public on the salary paid to Ryan Tubridy. The RTE trade union group has expressed shock and disappointment. Its secretary is Carúil O'Shiocháin. He's here in studio. Carúil, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
How and when were you alerted to these revelations by RTE?
Well, the officers and officials of the trade union group were invited to a briefing yesterday at 2:30 at short notice, led by a member of the board and a member of RT management. It took about half an hour to go through the detail, at which point the conclusion of that meeting coincided with the release of the statement by the RT board.
What was the initial, what was your initial reaction and your colleagues?
Well, due to the detail, I suppose it was a lot to take in. But I mean, the same shock, dismay, disbelief, anger that we subsequently got communicated to us from members.
And then the statement was released to the staff and publicly. Have you had reaction from staff?
We have. It started coming in pretty quickly after the statement was released, in by email, by text, by phone call, and it was largely one of fury, disappointment, yet another sort of own goal, unavoidable, real catastrophe almost. Mm. We tried to respond to those.
And how do you respond to those?
Well, it's very difficult to respond to that. We've sort of represented staff throughout the last couple of years during COVID. Okay, it was hard. In January 2021, we were in negotiations for 60 million cost-cutting measures, and we were shown the books and explained to us how things were particularly difficult for RTE financially at the moment. It just defies belief, really.
So you had that meeting with a member of the board, you say, and a member of management. Will there be follow up?
The affiliates, the NUJ, is meeting today, and other affiliates may have their own meetings, and certainly the TUG. Collectively, we'll have meetings, I'd say, in the
and you know
days.
even this morning, in the few hours that I've been here with staff coming in, they have a lot of questions. So what are the questions that you will be asking on behalf of staff?
Yeah, well, as part of going forward, I suppose we'll be seeking to meet with the chair of the board and get good engagement with Sean Ní Riley on that. And the questions really are quite simple. Why and how did this happen? Who initiated it? Who greenlit it? Why was it conducted in such a fashion that makes it look like it was a secret deal or that the money would be hidden? And why and how was this not spotted over 6 years, these discrepancies? So there's some of the questions. I imagine that once Grant Thornton goes through the review, and we expect that to be transparent and speedy, that it may throw up further questions. Mm.
Would you accept that a further review now by Grant Thornton, will that be sufficient, or do you believe that maybe there is a case for an even deeper probe and wider inquiry?
Well, I think we probably should wait till the Grant Thornton report, and if there are other issues that they highlight, then at that point it may be worth looking at further.
All right. Well, for now, Carúil O'Shiocháin, the secretary of the RTE Trade Union Group of Unions, thank you very much for coming into us.
Morning, Ireland. The time now is 8:13. Now, the overpayments to Ryan Tubridy, the payments, I should say, to Ryan Tubridy are the story of the moment. The issues of trust and transparency have been highlighted by our guests throughout the programme, and we'll have more on that now. But it's also, let's hear now from staff who work here in RTE, arriving into work this morning, speaking to our reporter, Kate Varley.
It's disgraceful, especially when you consider the pay cuts that the staff had all had to take. That the type of money that's been thrown around there, it is absolutely disgraceful.
I think it's shocking. It's definitely, I think that the staff will struggle to have trust in RTE anymore.
Yeah, I find it very disappointing. It feels like a bit of a slap in the face, given how RTE have been talking about being in dire financial straits over the last few years and pay rises and everything like that. So it's very disappointing.
So I was just a little bit surprised and a little bit confused. Maybe want to look more into it and see, I don't know, why that happened.
I just find it quite shocking and quite distasteful. It's just tough to take. And yeah, it's just disappointing.
I think it's strange that it hasn't been seen before this. You know, I mean, we don't know what it was for. Yeah, I mean, apart from that, I think there's too much news about it. Yeah.
A range of reactions there from staff arriving into RTE this morning, speaking to our reporter, Kate Varley. With me is Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independence, and on the line, Penelope Kenny, corporate governance specialist from Arts Governance. Fionnán Sheehan, you've used the word omni-shambles to describe this whole episode. So tell us when you first got wind of this story and how it developed.
So on Monday, we heard two apparently separate pieces of information, which now seem to be far from separate. One was that Dee Forbes had left RTE, that she had a going away party last Thursday night, attended by some senior staff.
This is the outgoing director.
The outgoing director general, and that she had now left. So that query was put to RTE, and we were told categorically no. She was simply on annual leave up until her official departure date of July the 9th, and that she was contactable. Separately, we put to RTE that we had heard that there was an issue had emerged regarding a serious financial accounting matter, which had wide-ranging corporate governance issues related to the years during COVID-19, that an external review had been conducted by a senior accountancy firm, and that a senior law firm had also been called in, and that this had been put to the RTE board. Put that to RTE, said this is quite a sensitive matter, give you ample time to come back to me. Got no response whatsoever. Went back with a more formalised query then on Wednesday. Understand that something was being put together. Then by Thursday morning, we were starting to hear the word stars being mentioned. We weren't quite clear what that meant. So because we were getting no response from RTE for the previous 3 days, my colleague Melanie Finn basically ambushed Catherine Martin, the Arts Minister, and said to her, have you been told about anything going on out in RTE? And she confirmed that there was indeed an issue, and that she had been informed about it previously that it was a possible issue.
When
and
that
RTE
that?
Were due to make a statement. So that was Thursday morning at around about 12 noon.
And then we had the statement
with
from
the statement
RTE that
statement from RTE at 3 p.m. So I don't know about the timeline, but I mean, certainly, this day 2 weeks ago, I was dealing with Ireland's biggest law firm on a very sensitive matter indeed, and I was very struck by the attitude of openness, transparency and accountability that firm showed. They were very much on top of the issue, taking it very seriously, and I would not attribute any of those characteristics whatsoever to RTE in the manner in which this matter has been handled.
What's the impact of yesterday's statement then on RTE's standing and funding? You're writing about that today.
Well, a minister texted me yesterday to say his jaw was on the floor. And when I went back to him and said, what's this mean? What are the implications for RTE? He just said, my jaw is on the floor. So we had a situation over the last number of years, going back about, you know, probably a decade, where RTE has been calling for reform of the licence fee, that the licence fee should be increased, that revenue should collect the licence fee. As recently as 8 weeks ago, Shunni Rahli, the chair of RTE, appeared before an Oireachtas committee saying that the government needed to reform the licence fee collection. On that occasion, as she made her presentation to RTE, she was at that point aware that an issue had emerged in the accounting practices at RTE, and yet was sitting before an Oireachtas committee making this statement. Despite the fact that other information was still coming to light. So we still don't have the clarity on the timeline exactly here. We know...
No, and in fairness, the chair on the 6-1 News last night, Shunni Rahli, was pointing out that, you know, the board is seeking to have accountability here, but there is due process and fairness and procedures that have to be followed in
all of that. Well, accountability with whom, one would have to ask. It would appear that we don't have any word whatsoever from any figure in senior management in RTE. I listened to your colleague, Miriam McCallaghan, talking about that last night. Nobody would come on prime time. Nobody's coming on this show. Seán O'Reilly was on last night with Dev McCullough. She still has other additional questions of issues that are now coming to light, because we were receiving more information about this issue last night from the same sources who were tipping us off earlier on in the week that there was something going down here. So there are further questions that Seán O'Reilly has to answer. But very definitely, as Brian Stanley said earlier on, we need to hear from Dee Forbes here, who is still the Director General, who RTE said in an official statement earlier on this week is still in situ and is contactable.
She's on holidays at the moment.
Well, you know what? Lots of people go on holidays, and there's a thing called phones. And down in Skibbereen, there's a thing called the Ludgate Hub. They've very good Wi-Fi under.
Penelope Kenny from Arts Governance. What does an organisation do in a situation like this?
Well, I think it addresses the broader issues. And I think the minister was raised a very pertinent question, whether there are wider governance issues that need to be examined and addressed. And I think this is a worrisome thing for the stakeholders of RTE, yourself and myself, as taxpayers and members of the public. You know, and there was, looking at newspaper coverage, there was a finding that RTE didn't issue a work culture audit. And so there's a wider issue around culture in the organisation. Why did nobody say this for such a long period of time? And why did nobody feel that they could raise this kind of issue right through the organisation? And so I think that the wider governance issues are the big issue for the board at the moment. There was an oversight of credit card spending raised by the Irish Examiner in 2022. So what is going on, and is there more? It's good to see that the Grant Thornton have issued their report on the top salary earners in RTE, and that they found nothing more. But the worrisome thing is the broader issues, and whether it is throughout the organisation, and whether there is more to come up. And difficult for the board in this regard to find things to say there are no further governance issues. There's always issues, but to assure us now and to build back the trust with us and show that this is an isolated instance, because I think that everybody is concerned that there is more going on, and that's the real issue at the moment.
So what level of inquiry and scrutiny can this organisation expect to face now, Fionnán Sheehan?
Well, given that we now know that RTE lied to the National Parliament, you can expect that the Oireachtas Public Accounts Committee will be looking at this matter, as it is an accounting issue related to a public body. Perhaps the Communications Committee will also look at it. Certainly the Minister, Catherine Martin, will be expecting an explanation here. I certainly don't think it is the end of it. There was an indication that from the board that there are additional inquiries now going on into the circumstances surrounding these payments. I mean, that shouldn't be that hard to get to get to the bottom of. They'd want to be fairly swift answers coming in that regard. Also, I mean, the trust has not just been breached by RTE Corporate. There is an issue here now about the flagship presenter of RTE's biggest TV show and one of its largest radio shows, and the very serious questions for him to answer too.
And his statement insists that this is an internal matter for RTE in terms of its accounting, that everything that happened in relation to him and RTE was legal and proper.
Yes, Ryan Tubridy says it was all legal and proper.
Right. Penelope, the issue of trust and transparency, and you know, we've spoken, referred a couple of times this morning about, you know, COVID and what the situation was like during COVID. We know that audiences turned to RTE during that very, very difficult time. The key was trust, truth, transparency with the audience in all of that time. So given that we have what the chair has called a breach of trust, how does RTE go about rebuilding that?
Well, I think from bottom up and top down, I think the board have acted well in commissioning a report very quickly. It appears to have been done by the Audit and Risk Committee, commission an independent report, ask for further scope on that report. And I think then it's driving the tone from the top, the good corporate governance practices, the top down throughout the organisation, and to ask indeed why they weren't there all the time and why this wasn't uncovered. You know, it was uncovered by an external body, it was uncovered by their audit. You'd have liked that to have been uncovered within the organisation and somebody to say, this doesn't look right. So I think that the ongoing vigilance around the culture of the organisation, that we don't hide things, we're transparent, this sort of a corporate culture that doesn't allow these things to happen in the first place, is what the organisation will be looking for at this stage. And the ongoing assurance that that things are right and that that the organisation is transparent. But this is ongoing vigilance by everybody in the organisation. It's not just when it all blows up. Yeah. It's day in, day out. But also for the poor board at the moment, who are having a really tough time, and I hear Sumani Rahalig, the chair of RTE, doing public statements, which is at this very difficult time for them, is that there's now a huge amount of work to be done in driving and building back trust, but driving the culture of an organisation that says we're spending public funds, we are in support of best governance practices and transparency. And the question remains, why was it not there up to this point, and what else is there, and how can they assure the minister of the wider governance issues that need to be examined and addressed, as Minister Martin says, and what are they going to do about it? Which is a hard job, which is very hard to do.
We've done our best to cover this story as transparently and fairly as we could this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Fionnán Sheehan and Penelope Kenny and all our guests for your contributions. Just to add, in relation to remarks made earlier on the programme, RTE would like to clarify that while it says it misstated financial information, there is no evidence of fraud.